Police say the army are on their way to a college in Trafford. There are reports there is now a complete air exclusion zone over the area and roads in that area are currently closed. We'll bring you more information on that as we have it. Now to a story of local campaigners who appear to have won a rather unusual battle with unusual tactics. Residents of an Oxfordshire village have been campaigning to get their roads improved by using rubber ducks. Yes, you heard me right. They've been complaining about potholes in Steepleaston for 18 months, but say nothing was done. But since they've begun filling these holes with rubber ducks, the publicity seems to have made council officers take note and come out to assess the problem. Martin Lipson is a parish councillor in Steepleaston, and the rubber ducks were all his idea, I believe. Martin, first of all, before we get into the ducks, how bad was the problem in the first place?
Good morning, Emma. Well, the problem really is the extent of these potholes in our village. They're right in the centre of the village, opposite the shop, where a lot of residents, and particularly older people, have to cross these potholes to get to the shop, and there have been a number of accidents. That is quite apart, obviously, from the problem caused to traffic. And this is also the main street through the village. The problem has been with us for several years, but it's been getting worse, and we've been complaining every single month to Oxfordshire County Council for the last 18 months.
And the rubber ducks, then? How did you think of this?
Well, we just happened to have them in our house. My wife is the chairman of a charity called Young Hearts, which bought a great many of these ducks for a charity event a couple of years ago, and we've just been storing them in our basement ever since. And when it started raining heavily last week, this happened last Wednesday, incidentally, the potholes were filling up with water, and I just thought, well, wouldn't they look lovely with lots of yellow ducks on them?
Very striking indeed. Yes. What was the reaction then locally and from the council?
Well, I think very positive from people in the village who have been complaining to us on the parish council for, you know, all of that time, and we've been trying to get something done. The reaction was of amusement, I suppose, locally, and applause we got in one case. But the Oxfordshire County Council, as you said in your report, have come out to inspect, but have not yet decided what to do and whether they're going to do anything. So we're keeping our fingers crossed that they're not going to duck the issue.
Very good. I was waiting. I was waiting to see if that was going to happen. If you weren't going to use it, I was.
Right.
Are they still out there, these ducks, then?
No. Well, this was a happening.
That
occurred just during the rainstorm that we had. We took lots of photographs.
Yes.
The story has actually gone viral, I think. It seems we've had communication from Turkey, from New Zealand. It's been in many of the national papers and on websites all over the place. Seems to have caught people's imagination, but unfortunately hasn't yet resulted in the filling of the potholes.
No, okay. Well, so you'll have to keep us updated on this, Martin. I mean, it's an ingenious way to get the attention of the council. I'm sure some people will be inspired listening to this.
Yes, people have been in touch saying, can they borrow the ducks to try the same thing with their potholes?
How many rubber ducks do you have?
I've actually got 400.
Wow.
So we could probably rent them out if that's of interest to anybody.
You've basically got an army of rubber ducks in your basement there. How many did you put out in the potholes?
I think it's a navy, actually.
Oh, sorry, a navy of rubber ducks.
Yes. And we put out 100.
100, wow.
Yes.
Okay, but they're all back safely inside.
They are indeed, yes.
They made it in. Well, do keep us in touch with what happens, Martin.
Okay, will do.
Martin Lipson there, parish councillor in Steepleaston. He took to putting rubber ducks out in an attempt to get those potholes filled. We'll obviously bring you the latest on that. I've been asking you, though, throughout the morning since I came on air just about an hour ago, since you heard the news of Monday's evening bombing and thereafter, what your response has been. Many people have given money, more